It was dated June the 24th. My dear Mr. Premier, a year ago I wrote President Ho appealing to him to make public the names of those Americans your government is holding as prisoners of war. I now make the same appeal to you to publish an official list of those American military personnel held prisoner by your government. In his reply to me, President Ho stated, with regard to captured American military men, the question will be solved at the same time as the whole of the 10-point solution. It cannot be taken as a separate issue. The terrible plight of prisoners should not be involved in a dispute over political and military issues. Irrespective of the nature of the conflict, a prisoner is, in the words of the Geneva Convention of 1949, in the hands of a detaining power as a result of circumstances independent of his will. He should be promptly identified, afforded an adequate diet and medical care, permitted to communicate with other prisoners and with the exterior, promptly repatriated if seriously sick or wounded, and at all times be protected from abuse and reprisals. These are purely humanitarian considerations, not political or military. We know that the war has brought tragedy, sadness, hardship, and uncertainty to the people of your country, as well as to people of mine. I am, in my official capacity, doing everything I can to end this tragic affair, and believe that any humane action on your part in regard to American prisoners of war would have an important beneficial effect in hastening this objective. Sincerely yours, J.W. Fulbright.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello, Mr. Battistage.
Yes, this is me.
This is Murphy Martin.
This is Martin.
How are you, sir?
Tired.
Welcome to the club. I was away from home Saturday evening. My son got married. And I was afraid that you tried to call and was unable to reach me.
Mr. Martin?
Yes?
I am going to call you on Thursday by giving you the last details.
Are we proceeding well?
We are proceeding very well.
Is there something I should be doing on this end to prepare to move more rapidly?
Not before Thursday.
When should...
The other part has already been doing some food.
I didn't understand you.
The other party has already tried to make some moves before you do.
The other party being...
My party.
And he's trying to make some moves before I do, in what way?
Well, as far as I can understand, the United States has not been very, very positive the last day by bombing North Vietnam. I'm not wrong.
I was not aware of that.
Yes, they have.
And it
has been a little bit more difficult to proceed with the plan. However, the gentlemen I am in contact with, they are trying their best. And I think they are succeeding. Because the other part needs a better situation for the time.
In other words, you think that something will be happening by this weekend?
Thursday.
Should I be prepared to proceed to Stockholm following Thursday?
You will be prepared to proceed not alone to Stockholm on Sunday evening and be prepared to be in a meeting with a gentleman which I'm going to ask to come to on Monday morning at 8 o'clock.
On Monday morning at 8. Now, can you tell me who that gentleman is so I can be making preliminary plans?
We'll get information on Thursday. And don't worry about the plans because he has been already informed.
The gentleman that will be coming with me?
Yes, sir.
He has already been informed?
Yes, sir.
And he is ready? He can be there on Monday?
That you will get his answer as you call him.
I see. Will you be in on the meeting on Monday? You will?
We are, you and me are the part which are going to be to make sure that everything goes all right.
You and I?
I'm on the other side.
You will be, you're on the other side with whom?
Well, you better guess.
With your own people? I don't quite follow that. But there are so many people who could be referred to as the other side.
Well, you might as well say it's not my country.
It's not your country.
Yes.
You will be talking in behalf of a man that perhaps you've been dealing with and had some mail for us?
They speak French.
They speak French?
Fluently French.
I see. Are they from France?
No, sir. North Vietnamese speak only French.
I see. And you will be sitting in with them?
Yes.
And negotiating from their side?
I will be translating.
You will be translating?
Yes, sir.
I see. How long do you think such meetings would take place? That depends on what happens during the meetings.
I do hope it's not, and everybody is hoping that it's not going to take as long as Paris is doing.
Right. Do you think, is there anything else, Roberto? I don't want to be prying too much, but there are also some things that I must be prepared for, and I'm not talking about business-wise, but personally,
yes?
In order to handle. Can you think of anything else now?
First of all, I would like to know, what are your possibilities to interfere within the population and the newspaper of the United States?
You mean, what is the possibility of getting coverage of this?
Opinions, yes.
Well, I have contacts that can or cannot be used. That would be up to the meeting and what was felt the meeting would best serve the meeting.
Well, the meeting is simply in two things. The first one, they want to make an end to this nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the American side is concerned.
Right.
And therefore, in order to prove that they are very well, they are willing to do anything to put an end to this,
mm-hmm.
They were going to free a few people.
Treat a few people?
Not treat, free.
Greet a few people.
Yes.
And a few people that you're referring to might be men who are being...
The five you have given me.
The five. In other words, those men will be released as a form of...
Well, we're doing this. What about...
I beg your pardon?
Well, we are doing this. Now, what are you going to do?
When the five are released?
Yes.
What do you want us to do?
Well, this is what they are going to talk on Monday at 8 o'clock, starting at 8 o'clock.
Right.
Yes.
Now, how soon do you think that such a release could be made?
Well, you'll be surprised. I'll call you on Thursday.
All right. Now, have you got your citizenship yet?
Oh, yes, I'm Swedish citizen.
When did you get that?
1st of June, and I got it on the 14th of July.
Very good. Did this help you perhaps get that?
I don't know. I do not know.
No.
I hope so.
Now, all of our plan, everything that is being done thus far, are you still of the opinion that it's being done with the full knowledge of your country?
Yes, it is.
And are they pleased by it, or can you say?
They are very pleased by it, and they are going to be kind of a judge this meeting.
Uh-huh. they are they upset with you still, or has that all been worked out?
Well, the things, since I have not been in contact with you, they have worked completely well.
That's good. That's good. How is the wife and family?
Very well. Very well.
That's very good. Now, do you think that our past experience, I'm talking personally between you and I, because I think you and I know each other better than anybody else in the group. Do you think that you and I understand and are on the right track and will accomplish what the two of us originally discussed?
Exactly.
Did you say exactly?
Completely.
Completely. Do you feel that this would be of such that...
It's the beginning, the start of a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. And all of them could be good dependent upon the outcome of the meetings.
That is right.
Now, at one time in earlier conversations, you mentioned a man and a woman of Oriental extraction.
Yes.
And are they still to be involved, as you mentioned?
No, not anymore. They will be kept where they are.
Uh-huh.
To continue in the level of government.
I see.
We are continuing, we are starting in the level of people to people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Which actually is stronger than what's happening in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're going to ask you is to start a big campaign to take opinion by using the information which you will get in
right.
the United States.
Uh-huh.
To give possibilities for people in North Vietnam come home.
Mm-hmm. All right. If agreement is reached in the meetings which get underway next week, the five people that you mentioned, for example, they could be released... They would be released before.
Yes.
And we could use them as a part of this campaign that you're speaking of. I understand. Now, there is no doubt in your mind, I'm sure, or you would not be involved in this still because your time is too valuable elsewhere.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It is.
There is doubt in your mind?
No, I'm not the time.
Right, I know. It's a peak season there for you too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I have too much to do.
Too much to do.
Yes.
All right. Would these meetings, by the way, is it too soon? Would they be held at a hotel or in a residence, or has that been determined?
It will be held in the legation of North Vietnam.
I see. And these would be private without any fanfare?
Newspapermen
would be there?
Yes, even some American newspapermen.
I see. But that announcement would come from over there?
That announcement will come over you.
Prior to the meeting?
Yes, we're going to choose them.
I see. You want the publicity on it then?
Exactly.
And you would want this, if everything goes well and you call on Thursday, you would want it to be announced, say, like on Sunday?
Oh, even before.
Even before?
As you're concerned.
Right. And, the meetings then would be covered publicly while they're in progress there.
Exactly.
Fine. Now, is there any limit on the contention or advisory people that I might have with me?
Oh, no. No, not at all. But in the meeting, you are the only one who will be allowed.
Yes, I understand that. I understand that. Well, should I go ahead and book reservations perhaps for myself just to be on the safe side for Sunday evening?
Yes, why not? But I don't think you need to, because the line between New York and Stockholm is a very, it's not very much booked.
I see. Is there a direct flight to Stockholm on Sunday evening?
That's right.
What time does it leave New York, do you know?
About 21:40 or 22, I'm not sure.
And arrives in Stockholm at what hour?
Well, if you have to leave on Saturday evening.
Saturday evening.
Okay.
That's right, and then be ready for the meeting on Monday morning.
Yes, because you have to be here on Sunday morning.
Now, as I understand from this conversation, Roberto, that the men that you and the other parties desire to meet with and talk with, that is to come with me, is already aware of the possibility of such a meeting.
Exactly.
And the only thing he will await is word as to when the meeting occurs.
Exactly.
And he has already given his consent to take part in such a meeting.
No.
Oh, he has not.
Oh, this is your job.
Has he declined?
No.
I see. Why did he not make such a statement, or was he ever asked?
He was, there was a letter sent to him and discussed telephone conversation with him directly.
Did you talk with him?
Yes.
Right.
And we have, I have, and in on behalf of these people, I have told him what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Whether he was interested.
Right.
He said he was interested under the condition to not destroy the United States position. And I have said there is nothing as far as that's concerned to do with him.
Uh-huh.
He has to do is come here and discuss.
Does his first name begin with a J?
I'm sorry, I cannot say. Not yet.
But he is a senator.
You mentioned the last time something, and I have tried to answer it.
You declined to answer it?
Yes.
But that is his state?
Yes.
And you have talked with him?
Yes.
Has it been recently, or was it some time ago?
Well, sir, I cannot say yet.
Okay.
I do not want to involve anybody yet. Not but before that, myself.
Right. Now, the man that we will be meeting with is the man you have mentioned earlier from the other side. And will there be anyone else with him?
No, he is going to be as much as a newspaper man.
He's going to be what?
He's going to be a sign. He's not the person you're going to talk to.
I see. But there will be someone from his side.
Oh, three people.
Three people from his side. And are they permanently in Stockholm, or will they come there specifically for this?
They're coming on Friday evening.
Friday evening. Very good. Very good. Now, will this meeting entail primarily, in addition to prisoners of war, a discussion of a possibility to end the war?
Yes, sir.
Which will carry predominance, or can you tell at this point?
Well, I cannot say at this point.
But as I understand it now, if the meeting takes place, or when the meeting takes place, and agreements are reached that certain things will be pursued, the next thing that would happen would be the five individuals whose names you have would be released.
This will be before the meeting starts.
Before the meeting starts. In other words, they could be released on Monday?
Probably before that.
Before Monday.
No.
The five people whose names you have.
You have.
That I have. That I gave to you.
Yes.
And they probably will be released prior to next Monday.
Yes.
Would they be released in your country? I mean, brought there?
No.
But from where they are located now?
Well, I cannot say.
I see. Roberto, is there anything else that we need to talk about?
No, sir.
All right, now, are you positive you're going to call me one way or the other on Thursday?
Yes, sir, I am.
Regardless of what the situation is, you will call.
I'll be positive, I can be sure.
Very good. I will look forward to receiving that call.
I'm sure you will.
Very much, and thank you very much.
Don't forget, I'm working.
I know.
Good.
And I haven't forgotten.
Good.
And my best regards to your wife.
You, and same for your whole family.
Thank you very much, Roberto. Goodbye.
Bye.